One of my favorite things to discuss, fashion.
Well, I mean, you are kind of fashion forward for a dude.
Yeah, for a dude, I guess I would be. I put more thought into it. I'm big into color schemes and making sure nothing clashes. That drives me nuts. But today we're going to focus on the trending styles for right now for real people. And joining us is Maggie McGregor. And you actually have a website. Maggie, give out the website address.
Yeah, stylemagdaily.com.
Stylemagdaily.com. The mag is for you, I assume.
Yes.
But it could be like magazine.
I know. Very clever.
I like that. Thanks. And you're a stylist from Scranton.
Yeah. I'm a fashion stylist.
So what I like about that is like you're normal. Like you have plaid on right now. Like
right.
A plaid button-down shirt. So like these aren't style tips for like Hollywood. These are things that we can apply to our life here in Northeast PA.
Yeah, definitely. Like any body type can wear these trends.
Is that flannel?
This is flannel.
Is that from your Shikshini collection?
And where would my Nanako collection?
And where would her hoop earrings? What town would those be from?
Yeah. I'm gonna go Pittston on those.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, so let's get down to brass tacks. These are styles or trends that...
For winter,
that real people, not the stuff we see on these runways that are ridiculous, that real people here in NEPA would like and enjoy and be in style.
Yeah, anyone can pull these off.
Okay, what are we wearing?
Okay, so I have two shoe trends, and I got two coat trends, and then I have one accessory trend. So right now, hiking boots, I'm wearing them right now.
I just ordered a pair of UGG hiking boots.
I do
really?
See.
Yes.
I see a lot of women in the boots now.
Okay, but what are we wearing that with? Leggings, and then what kind of top? Because I feel if I wear plaid with that, I look like a lumberjack.
A lumberjack. Yeah, no, you can wear like a dressier sweater, like a more like feminine sweater. Like you could do some frills. I'm trying to think what else. You could do like a blousey bohemian top, like a tunic.
With a hiking boot?
Oh, I think you could definitely pull it off, Amanda.
What's the other type of shoe?
Okay, so the other type of shoe is like a sneaker boot. Nike is doing a lot of these. You have like a sneaker tread or like a sneaker kind of looking sole, but then you've got the down waterproof top.
Like it looks like a coat on top.
Right. And UGG had a lot of those.
I have a North Face pair.
So we're seeing like even more.
On trend.
Right, you are.
Wow.
So it sounds like women are getting more like conscious of the fact there's actually nasty weather in the winter.
And we need to have practical footwear.
Yeah, like pumps might not be the best choice.
Yeah.
Sloshing through the slush.
What are the coats?
Okay, so the coats, we have a teddy coat.
I'm loving those, but you need to wear it really oversized, right?
Back up. Hold on. Teddy coat. Not all of us know what a teddy coat is.
It's like a fabric that almost looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah, like fuzzy, kind of like a fur. Or like a
faux
fur.
I know
like
what you
curdled.
Mean.
Curdled.
Yes.
Yeah, that boiled wool.
Can I tell
like
you
plush.
Some trend? I had meant to bring this up. I've noticed one constant about this winter and what women are wearing when it comes to winter coats. The style is positively long and black and preferably fur around the hood.
Yeah.
I see that. I think you have one like that.
No
I
fur,
see
but
that,
yeah.
I see that everywhere.
Or like a fold-over collar that comes
but
down
black,
really nicely.
Yeah. Black is definitely the color, whether it's a short or longer coat.
And it shows the salt on our cars perfectly when you rub up against a car getting out at Target.
I'm sorry. What's the other trend in coat?
Okay, so the other trending coats is we've got like a shearling coat. Like we have like a suede outside with shearling kind of like peeking through.
Oh, that was like very 10 years ago. It's back?
Right, it's back.
Okay.
And where would you be buying these things you're talking
Macy's
about?
Macy's comes to mind for that, right?
Yes, so Macy's around here actually has a great coat selection.
Have you figured out?
That's the only good selection they must have.
Have you figured out their sales program yet?
No, I have not.
That's an entire another show.
Have you heard him bust on their sales before?
No.
Nobody understands how it works.
It's
you just
a game.
Give them your card and you hope for the best. All right, you have one more top trend for local women.
Yes, I do. So we're seeing silk scarves and bandanas. So
I love that.
You do?
Yes.
I don't know if I do.
Rock and roll, baby. I love when women put it like a headband.
That's not what she means.
I know it's not what she means, but I love it.
You do?
Yes. Oh, my God,
You love when women wear a bandana as a headband.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's not a joke?
No, like if they're out exercising, not to a fashion event or not to a high class event.
But just like when you're chilling.
Sure. Or where I just love bandanas. They work for me.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with your bandana?
Okay, so I wear it around a messy bun. So if you do like a square type of silk scarf and then like roll
retro.
It up. Yeah, a little retro. You could do it around a long ponytail. We're seeing a lot of bandanas actually wrapped around like your wrist.
Okay, I could do a wrist.
Well, that's very rock and rollish.
Yes. I could do a wrist.
Yeah, like
that's
British,
1980s
British
Def Leppard rock and roll.
Also around the thigh.
That's even better.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then they have multiple uses when you get home. Nice wrist restraints.
Oh.
And then, by the way,
and then there's that.
Maggie's blog is also about female empowerment. So take that, wrist restraints.
That's a number. No, you know what? And Maggie, and you know this too.
Yeah.
That's the number one female fantasy when they're with somebody they trust.
Would you agree?
I'm going to opt out on that one.
She's like, I'm here to talk about fashion. Back off.
Right. Her skin is so many shades darker, redder than when she got here.
Maggie McGregor, our local fashion stylist. I'm going to post these top trends on the KRZ website.
Once again.
Great.
Once again, you can check her out. Style Mag Daily. Thanks, Maggie.